Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. Children love to ask questions, and they love to ask lots of questions, and sometimes they answer their own questions. Here are some samples of their sagacity, quite humorous. One child asked, "Why do pandas like old movies?" The answer? "Because they are black and white." Another question: "When does a doctor get mad?" Answer: "When she runs out of patience." Here's a clever one. "Is swimming good for your figure?" Is swimming good for your figure? The answer: "If swimming is good for your figure, please explain whales to me." And here's my favorite. "What kind of lighting did Noah use on the ark?" The answer? Floodlights, of course. Now, these are obviously humorous examples, but children sometimes also ask very serious questions, like, "Why cannot we see God? Why can't we see God?" Or, "Where do babies come from?" Or, "Who wrote the Bible?" Good questions. In my 20 years as a priest, I've learned that not all questions have answers, or at least not that I know. Some answers we will only find in heaven. But it is still good to ask the question. You never know what you might learn. In the gospel today, John's disciples ask Jesus a simple question. They ask, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus gives a cryptic answer in calling himself the bridegroom, and that it is not customary to fast when the groom is present. What's the point? Well, notice how a seemingly simple question prompted Jesus to divulge his deepest identity. He is the heavenly bridegroom who has come to claim his bride, the church. This was a little more important than knowing what kind of lights Noah used on the ark. But you'll never know the answer unless you ask the question. I bet Jesus loved it when people asked him questions. And they didn't have to wait till heaven to get the answer. Now, some people think there are dumb questions, questions you ought not to ask. Do you think it's a dumb question, for example, to ask, "What was God doing before he created time?" What was God doing before he created time? One religious retort was, he was making hell for people who ask dumb questions. But I believe that's the farthest thing from the truth. In his book, The Universe in a Nutshell, Stephen Hawking explained that precisely that dumb question, "What was God doing before he made time?" inspired the greatest minds like Albert Einstein to rethink space, and time, and to discover the theories of general relativity in quantum mechanics. In other words, there are no dumb questions. In fact, there are only two kinds of questions: good questions and the questions you didn't ask. Don't be afraid to ask questions. You never know what you might learn. Of course, some answers you'll still have to wait to find in heaven. Praised be Jesus Christ.